99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
So let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room, Kelly.
Okay.
You know where I'm going
with
this?
And what is that?
Okay.
No, I have no idea where we're going with this.
The elephant in the room is your first experience with Twizzlers.
I've already blocked it out.
Yesterday we talked about the fact that their secret flavor was raspberry, and then Kelly admitted something to us that shocked me.
It really knocked you for a loop.
The fact that you had never, ever, ever tried Twizzlers before. So, you had a little video.
Okay, smells very strawberry-y.
You're there with your son in the gas station parking lot.
Cheers. Uh-huh. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, I've tried it. I cannot. It just tastes like waxy.
It tastes like rubber.
Yes, it tastes like waxy strawberry rubber.
Okay, waxy strawberry rubber. You weren't down with it, were you?
I was not.
I'll
tell you what. I followed the steps to a T that Stephanie laid out for us.
Yeah, I saw in the video. I'm not hating you for that. No, not at all.
I brought the entire box out, all of the Twizzlers they had. I bended them all.
Yep.
I smelled them all. I thought I found the freshest packet. Still didn't matter.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess it isn't for everybody, but I feel like, I partially feel like, first of all, I want to commend you for trying. Stepping out of your comfort zone, trying something new.
I kept an open mind. I like strawberry.
Okay, that's where I was going to challenge you. I don't know if you had an open mind. I think you were going in there knowing that you kind of wanted to dislike them just for the bit. So
no, I wanted to like it.
Okay.
I wanted to be sure. On board the Twizzlers train. Toot, toot.
I
was ready to jump on board. All right. Really thought I was missing out on something. Like maybe it's like guacamole. Maybe like everybody said, you know, I'm going to go all these years not knowing the magic of Twizzlers.
Right.
And it just really didn't work out like
all
that.
All right. Well, you know, it's not for everyone. But here's the real question. What did you do with the remainder of the packet?
Oh, I threw it in the trash.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Kelly!
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Well, all right.
It's unfortunate. I know.
I know.
Very wasteful.
Oh, very wasteful. I know. For sure. Yeah. Especially
but
when.
Trust me.
There are people.
It wasn't a good pack.
Especially when there are people here within the sound of my own voice that would gladly take the remaining Twizzlers off your hands.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. I should have thought about that.
Yeah. Well, if you want to see the video of Kelly doing it, she graciously recorded her experience. So
shout out to my husband, great camera guy.
Yeah.
And my son for, you know, going on the journey with me.
Yeah.
It took a little bit of prodding.
And he wasn't a fan either, right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. And at first, he was just like, especially when I was bending and smelling all of them, he's like, Mom, people are looking.
Well, yeah, you're like, I got to get the freshest one.
Exactly.
I got to get the fresh ones. All right. Well, anyways, proud of you for trying.
Thank
Twizzlers
you.
Aren't for everyone, I guess.
No, it's not.
It's 99.7 JX. Good morning. All right. Feel good stories every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
This is about a mailman named Simon in England.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Facebook users last Monday to help him find the mother of a child who wrote a Father's Day letter to her dad in heaven on Cloud 9.
My gosh.
So obviously his post drew tons of attention from thousands of people. And before he knew it, he was in contact with her mom,
mm-hmm.
Whose name is Sarah Tully. And so now she's got the letter. She told reporters she's going to keep it and several sweet comments from social media users along with that inside a memory box for her little girl named Sienna.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah explained that Sienna's father passed away when she was just 4 months old. So as she grew up, she started writing letters to him on Christmas, birthdays, and Father's Day.
Aww.
So when Simon showed up to give her the letter, he also brought a gift of a little wooden daddy holding his little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me. Sarah said when Sienna's ready, she's going to show her the letter and explain what happened. But for now, Sienna believes her dad has the letter in heaven.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable. We'll tweet out the story so you can see it too, but grab some tissue. Seriously, I'm misty. Oh my goodness. At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
If I were to say setting the bar, Kelly, what would you say?
Well, we'd say we're going to set a really low-lying hurdle that we're confident you can jump over. right? It's got a little small little goal you can set for the day and say, listen, I accomplished something by not doing that.
There you go. So if you can manage to make it through the day without bragging, you can do your 8-hour job in two, you're doing okay. And
oopsie.
And listen, I want to wrap in dating a coworker, and I want to wrap in, you know, hey, this is efficient, so how is this bad? So here's another example of where bragging and dating a coworker can kind of get you into trouble, all right? So guy in an online forum said he found a clever way to do his job in a fraction of the time. I mean, to like the point where he was, quote, so efficient that he was working only 2 hours a day and he'd spend the rest of his workday looking at memes.
Okay, so was the quality of the work, though, there? I mean, because if so, I'm kind of with you. Kudos for that.
Well, I don't know. Part of his work was, I mean, he worked from home. And so, I mean, it wasn't like he was at an office to be accountable, but he had to do like calculations and reports. And so he basically found a way to use a database to crunch all the numbers and export them as reports. And so all he needed to do was really just edit them up, and that didn't take him very long, right?
Okay.
So he bragged to his girlfriend about this work scheme that he figured out, right? Uh-huh. And his girlfriend happened to work for the same company. So all was fine and good. He was living the high life. He was getting paid for a full day's work. He was only working two. He was spending the rest of his day, you know, looking at memes and goofing off.
That's the American dream right there.
But he ended up breaking up with his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
This is where everything started to unravel for our hero.
Yeah, that is the downfall for our hero.
Because what do you think she did once they broke up?
She went directly to his boss and was like, hey, guess what?
Yep, she ratted him out 100%.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So the good news for him, at least as far as I can tell, he wasn't actually fired for any of this.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but they piled on some more work in that, you know what? If you've been able to do this so efficiently, you obviously have plenty of time to do more.
So you can take on more responsibility.
I know. So it kind of turned around to bite him in the butt. So again, you know, look, I'm all about being efficient with what you do and, you know, work smarter, not harder, right?
Exactly.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without bragging that you can do that to the woman who is your coworker and also your girlfriend who then turns into your ex-girlfriend, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's your downfall.
That's a harsh lesson to learn.
I know. You're not going to repeat that mistake more than once. That is your setting the bar story. Man, did you see the news yesterday out of Miami? That condominium that just collapsed.
Devastating.
Oh my gosh, terrifying. There's still like 100 people that are unaccounted for. I mean, this is not a condo that was scheduled for demolition at all. There were like people living in this condominium there in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, and literally half the condominium just collapsed. And
yeah, it failed building inspections from what I read.
Yeah, I guess determined to be unstable about a year ago because the ground it was built on was on some wetlands, reclaimed wetlands. And so it was built like 40 years ago, but it's been sinking, I guess, since the 90s.
And then I was reading a thread of some people that have family in that area and that there was another building that went up very close.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they had seen like cracks in the pool.
Oh,
the pool
gosh.
Part kind of looked like it was starting to separate from the building.
Yeah. So
just super scary.
Yeah. One person is confirmed to be to have passed away. But still, I mean, you know, there are still like 100 people who are unaccounted for. And, you know, no one knows how many people were in the actual building when it collapsed. But it was an occupied condominium. So, I mean, like people were living there. And
yeah,
I mean, that is just terrifying.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, if I'm living in that other section that is still standing, I'm never going back to it again.
Oh, no, I'm moving out.
Moving out immediately.
Send from a stuff.
Nope.
Or just buy all new stuff.
Yeah. I don't think even moving out is, I wouldn't even trust that.
No.
But yeah, completely scary. And I just, you know, it was all over the news yesterday. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get some answers and, you know, prayers to the people who are affected by that building collapse. But oof, yeah, that's no good. Give you feel-good stories every single hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So the story is about Denise Sanchez and her family enjoying Father's Day weekend. She's got five kids. They were camping when something super scary happened.
Oh, no.
So they were camping in Indiana. A tree suddenly fell on the campsite and onto her eight-year-old named Robert.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. His older brother, 15-year-old Nathan, rescued him. Mm-hmm. And Denise was in the restroom when all of this went down.
Oh.
Yeah, she said all the people from the campsites around were running towards us. There was this humongous tree on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert said, I thought it was like so crazy. My arm was hurting so bad. I was also like thankful because if he didn't rescue me, I'd be crushed and stuff.
Oh.
So, you know, obviously he was okay. He did have a broken arm. He was taken to Riley Hospital for Children, treated. Denise said that rain and wind hit their campsite the night before, but, you know, they didn't anticipate, you know, trees starting to just fall on their campsite like that. So
that is
could
scary.
Have been way worse.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for his brother's quick action, ran over and got him, and he was able to just escape that with just a broken arm.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yep, and they are still going to go camping. That did not deter them. They're like, you know what? We love camping. It's not going to stop us.
All right.
Yep. At Ben and Kelly Show, we will tweet out the story. You can see the pictures.
Cool. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. You laugh, you lose. That is on the way in about 20, 25 minutes or so. The game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. The person who laughs first loses. Again,
live on Facebook, too.
Yeah. Again, Kelly has a 3-game lead on me. So it's like I might as well just quit.
That's pretty commanding.
Before that, we have an update on a listener who, I mean, we were very involved with, but it was about like at the beginning of the month. So it's been a few weeks. But we have an update for you on the listener who had found out because her boyfriend admitted he was unfaithful, but at the beginning of their relationship, like 3 years prior. So
yeah, and she was all thinking he was going to propose, and then he hit her with that.
Yeah, so that update coming up next. Well, last night, Conan O'Brien did his final show on TBS. It was hour-long. He had a bunch of guests from Jack Black to Will Ferrell, who appeared on Zoom from Boston to wish Conan a farewell, but only in the way that Will Ferrell can do it.
Thank you, Will. You've always been such an amazing friend to my show.
Yes, about that. you know, I was there for your final late night show and your last Tonight Show episode and now this one.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of become a tradition.
I'll tell you what it is. It's f***ing exhausting. Can I just pre-tape a few goodbyes and you can just use them whenever your next several shows flame out? Congratulations on an outstanding run on your HBO Max show. Six episodes isn't a lot, but you packed enough entertainment in them for 8 episodes.
That's great.
Conan, it's me, Will. And I just wanted to say we all deeply miss your late night talk show on Al Jazeera Network.
So, yeah, Conan O'Brien always was a fan of the self-deprecating humor, so...
And I just saw a clip. Did you know that Paul Rudd had like the longest running gag like ever? I think it was like over 25 years or something. Every single time he would be on Conan's show, he would show a clip, the same clip from a really bad, it was like that movie with the alien.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just looked like a really bad dummy in a wheelchair falling off a cliff every single time.
Oh.
And it's fantastic. We'll have to get it up on the website. It's really funny. And I had no idea it was going on all these years.
It's like the Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon bit.
Yes.
Yes.
But way longer than that.
I love those sorts of bits. So that's funny. All right. So yeah. Conan O'Brien has hung up the late night as of yesterday here on 99.7 DJX. And like Kelly said, we'll get up some of those funny clips, WDJX.com. All right, coming up next, we want to give you an update on a listener that we talked to, oh gosh, it would have been beginning of the month, I think. She thought he was going to propose, her boyfriend. Instead, he told her that he had a fling with another woman 3 years ago. She hadn't responded to any of his texts or calls and basically hasn't had any contact with him since finding out and was wrestling with how to move forward. And so we finally got an update.
I'm really glad that you reached back out because I forgot I was invested.
I know.
I'm invested.
I know. Now we're invested again. Yeah. By the way, we've tweeted out the original, like if you wanted to listen to the original conversation on it all, so you can catch that at Ben and Kelly Show. But the update coming up next. So when we last caught up with this listener who wanted to remain anonymous, she thought her boyfriend was going to propose. Instead, like he had even made dinner and had wine and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yes.
And instead of proposing, he said he had to get something off of his chest in order for them to move forward. And that was he had a fling with another woman 3 years ago. It lasted about a month. He called it off, and he hasn't strayed since, but he just needed to purge that for him before they could move forward anymore. Obviously took her by surprise. She hadn't responded to any of his texts or calls. Basically hasn't had any contact with him since finding out. Was wrestling with how to move forward. There were a lot of people just jumping back and forth on like, man, how do you do that? Like thinking that maybe he was being super selfish.
Well, others thought, though, maybe this is a sign he wanted to be super honest because he sees a future with her.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, we reached back out and got a response. And so she says, well, thank you all for following up with me. I literally stayed at my sister's for 2 weeks. I needed the quiet and the calm and the time to reflect on everything. He had tried to call and text me several times. I finally replied back that I was shocked by what he admitted and needed time to process everything and reevaluate our future. He told me he respected that and would wait however long it would take. I mean, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Right. I really had to shut out the noise. I read and reread all the comments you all wrote. My sister went by our place several times to pick things up for me. She would go while he was at work. Of course, I'm paranoid and asking her to check for evidence of another woman. She said there was nothing and even went through the dirty clothes hamper. What,
oh, gosh.
What a sister.
What a sister indeed.
I know. Wow. Like, nope. All there's here is just dirty drawers.
That's great.
So after a lot of soul searching, last Friday, I moved back to our place. We had several long conversations. He told me he felt really guilty and never forgave himself. It was early in our relationship and he made a mistake. Then I made a mistake.
What?
I asked who it was with.
Uh-oh.
I guess in all this, I never knew who it was with.
Not the sister.
And
please say it's not the sister.
And I should have kept it that way. Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Do you?
I hope it's not the sister. What if it's the sister?
Okay.
It's not the sister, is it?
I asked who it was with. I guess in all this, I know. Oh, yeah, I already said that. All right. He told me, and it was with a woman he works with, who he still works with, and she's about 10 years older than me with fake boobs and has been annoyingly sweet to me every time I've seen her. Ugh.
Okay, so it's not the sister.
Not the sister.
Really relieved it's not the sister.
I know. Man, you said that, and I was like, oh, gosh. Oh. I started sweating. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So a coworker that he'd worked with and still works with, fake boobs, annoyingly sweet. Okay, got it. she writes, I felt so disgusted. I told him I needed to leave again. He begged me to stay, saying she's seeing someone now, and plus, I had nothing to worry about. I spent last weekend back with my sister. We tried it again on Monday. I really do love him, and this really does hurt, but I decided I'm going to trust him and really try to make this work. Thank you for
okay,
the help
yay.
And the kind words.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, what a roller coaster.
That was a roller coaster. Man, I'm really glad there wasn't the sharp left turn plot twist that it was the sister.
Yeah, that would have been, I would not have seen that coming, so thank you. Thank you, sister, for not being that sort of person.
Well, yes, and we apologize for thinking that about you for a split second.
Let me take myself out of this. I did not think it until Kelly brought it up. So
I just listen. I can't control the things, the evil things pop into my brain. I've watched way too many bad movies.
Right.
I just, yeah, listen.
All right.
I apologize. We don't, I'm sure you're a lovely person and would never do that.
No, no. And you go through dirty clothes hampers for your sister. I mean, that's.
Yes.
Right.
And that
right.
is, she's a great sister. She is a great, great sister. I really apologize for ever thinking, even for a split second, that you would have done that.
All right. Well, thank you for the follow up on that group therapy. We'll post it and the original so you can dive into it 100% up at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I mean, the trumpets and fanfare, I really am just kind of annoyed with at this point.
Are they deflating your spirit?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, when I win one game, then I turn and lose two. I'm taking like two steps backwards for every step I take forward. So anyways, Kelly holds the 37-game to 34-game lead in the overall scheme of things with You Laugh, You Lose.
But you know what, Sparky? I feel as though you can give yourself the credit for being the one that takes everybody down.
Okay. That usually doesn't help my score.
A current formula.
Uh-huh.
You know the formula that you always whip out at the end that just shuts the whole thing down.
Okay, so anyways, You Laugh, You Lose. Coming up next on 99.7 EJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets, the fanfare, all that stuff means it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. If you will please excuse my frustration in this game. It's because Kelly has her reign of dominance at 37 games to 34 games. And will it continue? I guess only time will tell.
Oh, Sparky, you do sound a little dejected right now, but I have confidence in you.
Do you?
I do.
That's great.
I really do. I mean, despite the fact that Barbara and Jasmine are already chiming in as being on Team Kelly, it's fine. You know what? There's plenty of people out there on Team Ben.
They're just waiting in the wings.
That's right.
Good underdog story right in here. All right, so whoever laughs first loses. Losers go first. Who has the trophy? Is it you?
Yeah.
I think you so. Have the trophy.
Can I see her again? Can you show her on the camera? Oh, yeah. Look at that. I mean, I would venture to say there's not many trophies that can rival the beauty, the majesty of that one.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. All right, losers go first. That's You Laugh, You Lose. That's me.
Okay. Yeah.
Kelly, what do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account?
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account?
Prime mates.
Very good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why.
It's right before Z. Kelly, what did the grape say when it got stepped on?
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
Nothing. Just let out a little whine.
Classic. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every morning I get up, drink my coffee, go outside, get hit by the same bike.
Oh.
Same bike every morning.
Wow.
It's a vicious cycle.
It is. Look into that. Kelly, a dung beetle walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Looks around, asks the bartender, is this stool taken?
It's a poo joke, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah. I like that.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, you know what makes me smile?
What?
Face muscles.
Ah.
Literally.
Literal jokes. Kelly, I heard the man who invented autocorrect just died.
Oh, no, that's tragic.
Yeah, may he restaurant in peace.
That's really ironic, isn't it? Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call a guy with a hamster stuck in each ear?
What?
Anything you want. He can't hear you.
Oh, true. Kelly, I was recently asked who my favorite vampire was. I replied, the Count from Sesame Street. They told me, he doesn't count. I replied, I messed that up.
You want to start over?
No.
Moving you were on a roll.
I assure you, he does. Ah, 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 ah.
I mean, that was cute. I can see.
I was bad, actually.
More and more dejected. as we go. Hey, this one's from Gail. What happens when you touch Dwayne Johnson's butt?
What?
You hit rock bottom?
Sure do. Kelly, the police came and arrested my dog Fiona yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Unpaid barking tickets.
Oh. Ruff. Come on. A little bit more. Ruff. The people want it.
They don't.
They do. Hey, Ben.
Ruff.
I just got kicked out of a Flat Earth Facebook group.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I asked if the 6-foot social distancing had pushed anybody over the edge yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Kelly, my friend made a lot of money selling Viagra.
Yeah?
I told him, keep it up.
Wow. This one's from Jacqueline. What is long, pink, and wet, and is rude to pull out in front of people?
What?
Your tongue. That was a perfect joke to follow up yours with, wasn't it? Wow. Rhonda gets it. Oh.
That was.
Eggplant emoji.
That was special, for sure. All right. Well, I am
Timing's everything.
You know what? Yep. I am not going to dispute that victory of mine because I will gladly take back this You Laugh, You Lose trophy here.
I let down my legions of fans.
Yes, you did.
It was with a good one, though, right?
Uh-huh, it was.
Thank you. High five to Jacqueline for that
High
one.
High five
long,
to everyone.
Pink and wet and rude to pull out in front of people. Absolutely. I mean, it sounds like it's insanely dirty.
Yep. Nope, just your tongue. That was You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX. Britney Spears spoke out again yesterday. This is all for, you know, the court case for her conservatorship, right?
Yeah. She got on Instagram to apologize to fans because, you know, she's been going on there claiming that she was okay for a couple of years now. And she said, you know what? I'm not okay.
Right.
And I'm sorry that I told you guys I was.
Now, she did say that Instagram helped because she said pretending to be okay actually helped. I feel like Instagram has helped me have a cool outlet to share my presence and existence and to simply feel like I matter despite what I was going through. And hey, it worked. So there was both sides of that, you know, the whole, you know, Instagram thing with Britney Spears. But this conservatorship thing is just wild the more you hear about it. And I'd be interested to hear, because right now we're just kind of hearing Britney's take. And for the sake of being the other side, is because this has gone up to a judge several times, right?
Yeah.
But what have the judges all seen that we, the public, haven't seen to say, no, this conservatorship needs to continue?
Right. And, you know, a lot of that's going to depend on the doctors that have been working with her for 13 years.
Yeah.
And they're going to, I think, ultimately be the ones to determine, okay, yeah, we think that she is healthy enough to safely run her own life.
Yeah. I almost feel like the timing is right, where this is the time where she will get to regain control. I don't know. I just have that feeling.
I hope for her that she does, because, I mean, it's clear from her own words, she doesn't want to live like this anymore.
No. Like having to be on birth control and having to, you know, not being able to drive around and just being kind of a prisoner in your own life.
Yeah. I mean, she was at home at times and was not allowed to see her kids or her boyfriend. I mean, it's just, you know, people would watch her undress. You know, there's just, it seems like she had like zero privacy.
Right.
And it was more like, you know, living in an institution than living in her own house.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, is she like 40 now? She should be, you know, in a place, hopefully, where she can start to make her own decisions.
Yeah. So we'll keep you updated. The latest up at WDJX.com.
When you come to Ben and Kelly, it's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah. So Roy had actually texted us a voice note to 502-571-9970. So all we have is the 47 seconds that he rambled in his voice note, right?
Okay.
Before we absolutely light him up, let's think rationally about this, okay?
Okay.
Let me
already, you're thinking we're going to have strong opinions about all this.
Yeah. So you come to us when you want advice and you don't know who to turn to because the people in your life aren't great to bounce that off of because they're going to be biased. We're not biased.
Nope.
All right, Roy.
But we have opinions.
Yep, we sure do. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for 9 years, nine going on 10, and she wants a proposal. And I know she's looking for it today. We have a romantic day planned, but I'm not ready to settle down. And to be 100% honest, I don't know if this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. I mean, it's great, you know, it's great, but it freaks me out. The commitment freaks me out. And I love the girl, but I'm not in love with her. She's not what I would consider my best friend at this time. And I just don't know how to break that to her. And I can't do it tonight. That would crush her. But and it's going to come up and we're going to get down to the skin and bones of it. And it's going to be a whole issue. And I don't know how to handle it.
Okay. So Roy is in a situation where he knows in his heart that the girl that he's been seeing, spending time with nearly 10 years, she's expecting a proposal and thinking that it's going to happen even tonight, as early as tonight. And he's like, I don't think this is the one.
Didn't he say, like, I'm not in love with her?
He said, yeah. I mean, he said he loves her, but he's not in love with her.
I mean, that speaks volumes right there. Like, the only thing to do is to let her go so she can stop wasting any more time. She's already given you 10 years. And if you're not ready to commit, you're not in love with her, you have one choice. Let her go.
Yeah, Tracy tweets, if she's not the one, then he needs to just tell her that so she can move on. She totally agrees with you. 10 years is a long time to string someone along.
I mean,
I don't know how much deeper we need to go with this. Like,
I don't think we do.
He
needs to break up with her ASAP. Like, but right now, like, give me her number. We'll call her.
Okay, so hang on. He said he can't do it tonight because
of the romantic dinner.
They've got a romantic dinner planned.
So just string her along even more. I feel as though we cancel the dinner. We tell her now.
Yeah, so you're like,
then maybe she can go out to the bars over the weekend and find someone new.
So so like literally it just needs to end today. Like if he knows that she's not the one, today's the day. You just need to have that talk.
He knows how he feels. So it's cruel to just let her continue thinking they've got his future together and he's ready to, you know, propose.
Does he say the same things he said to us, or is that too harsh?
Well, it's harsh, but it's the truth. I think there's a way that he can say it. Just say, listen, you know, I love you. We've had an amazing 10 years together, but I just feel like you want something that I can't give you. You know, I love you, but I don't think that I'm in love with you.
Oh, gosh.
And I feel like it's unfair. Yeah, I mean, it is so hard to say that.
All right.
It's going to be devastating for her to hear. But in the long run, it's better because she will then be free to find someone that will love her as much as she loves them.
Yep. I think you're right. I don't even think we need to take. Yeah, I mean, because all the text messages that we're getting are just like selfish. Break up, break up, break up, selfish,
yes.
You know, break up. He needs to break up. He needs to be honest with her. She doesn't deserve this. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's where we're at. So, Roy, here's what I am going to ask, though. Will you let us know what happens on Monday?
Really, 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 really. We know how it's going to go. We know. We know. She's going to be devastated. It's going to be awful. Both are going to need time to heal. That's how it's going to go. That's your follow-up. Really? You want to dive more into the misery?
I'm invested. Joy texts in, if my husband ever breaks up with me, can Kelly do it for him?
Oh, yeah, see, you know what?
Maybe. I don't think, no. This is not a job good for you.
Well, no,
I don't
think you can do that. This is why I have a lot of experience being broken up with, so I feel like I bring that to the table.
Okay, we're not starting this business. All right, thank you, Roy, for coming to us. I think we're all saying the same thing here, so we don't even need to move on. It needs to end today before the romantic dinner.
Yeah, I commend you, Roy, for like being brave enough to come to us, knowing that we were probably going to give you some tough love. But yeah, I just, the writing's on the wall. I know you don't want to hurt her. And that's probably the reason why you stayed in the relationship so long.
Yep.
From the way it sounds.
Yep.
But you need to let her go.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy. I want to play for you a little bit of audio here. And it's something I never even thought about once until I saw this video. So, you know, I'm deep in YouTube. And you know how you can get when you're in YouTube.
Oh, you can just go on a journey.
Yeah.
You really can.
Yeah. So you just start clicking on, you know, recommended movies and all this stuff. So I wind up watching Auctioneer Training School.
What? That is random.
Because I don't know if you are like me, but I just assumed that these auctioneers, you know, like the, hey, I'm sold. Yes. They just did it. Like, they just got up. There's like, hey, who can be an auctioneer tonight? It's like, you know, Dale, you want to do it today? All right, I'll do it. No, but these guys.
Listen, I've worked with some professional auctioneers at several charity events in the past. I mean, they have a special skill set, special talent. I mean, Kevin Harnett is a really good auctioneer.
Well,
he's really good at speaking real fast.
Well, apparently there's school to learn how. And this,
well, there you go.
And this video is only about 30 seconds long. And I'm going to play for you this auctioneer training exercise, and it's oddly therapeutic.
2 and a half, 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 2
wild. Like, I'm...
Now, to be fair, that's a lot slower than what I was expecting.
Well, they're learning, Kelly.
They're much faster. About that. Oh, they're learning. Okay, they're learning the increments.
Yeah, I mean, this is auctioneer school. This is how to be an auctioneer. So, I can't imagine that, you know, you're going to go from 0 to 100 without going to first 20, 60, 80, you know.
Yes, but you know what? That can differ depending on the item, the event that you're at. Sometimes they're like, all right, go up in increments of 100. Or, you know, other times they're like, go up by $5, which takes forever.
Well, but I think it's just wild to hear the audio of these auctioneers learning how to talk super fast and do the whole auction thing, you know?
Yeah. I get it.
35, 32.5, 30, 37.5. I just think it's funny. We'll tweet out the video so you can see it.
I can't believe you sat there and watched that.
I know. I just watched it, and it's just like this little up and down video scrolling around the room of these, you know, guys and girls just learning how to be an auctioneer.
Did you join in? Did you find yourself like chanting along with them?
No, not really. I was just kind of watching in awe.
Okay.
So yeah, if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it out. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And I love it when we can introduce to you some comedians that are rolling through the Caravan Comedy Club. And you've seen them on Late Night with Seth Meyers, Late Show with, you know, the Late Show with, what is it, James Corden? And then Comedy Central. Please welcome Greg Warren. Hey, Greg, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, good to see you.
Yeah, so, you know, you're a Midwest guy, right?
I am. Yeah, St. Louis, actually.
Yeah, so you don't have quite the trip over here to Louisville before, right?
4 hours, no problem at all, man. I made it. It's kind of cool to be out doing shows again. It was a strange 12 months. I wanted to like learn something during that 12 months. I had a lot of free time and, you know, I didn't. I wanted to learn trees. You know, I don't know them. I know Christmas That's it. That's really the only.
I know. Christmas but the only trees. One.
And, you know, like I'm 52, so I need to know trees. Like old guys know trees. By the time you're 60, you got to know trees. 65, birds, right? On your 65th birthday. You need to be like, that's a warbler out there on that elm tree.
You
can tell by the markings on his eyes. That's a Blackburnian warbler. I don't know what that fella's doing this far west of the Ohio River. That's an East Coast bird. He must got caught up in the jet stream.
Yeah. Wow, you've nailed your old man voice.
You are literally my mother-in-law right now.
I really don't know trees. I'll tell you another thing I don't know. Is poison ivy. I've never been able to pick it out. I'm always amazed that people just, they've tried to teach me over, you know, people have tried to teach me. I freeze up. I'm like, poison ivy. No, Greg, that's actually a romaine lettuce.
I had a little bit of red on it. I was scared. Yeah.
We're at the Olive Garden. You know, I can't get it. I can't get it. Let me tell you guys something. I've tried. Like, I've actually, like, researched and looked. The poison ivy people, not that helpful. Here's their big hint. Leaves of three, let it be.
Right.
Thanks for the poem, but it didn't work. Okay, your poem didn't really work. And by the way, this thing, it has the word poison in it. I don't know if that's how we're supposed to be handling poisons with poetry. When it comes to nerve gas, say I pass. You know, it's not helpful, man. And I've been out there in the woods or the forest or whatever, and right. Those leaves, they bunch up. They all bunch together. I don't know if that's nine leaves of three or one leaf of 27. Like, it just looks like a lot of green to me. So sort of what I've decided is no more nature. That's just it. I know it's got a lot of attraction to it, but it's too risky. I just, no more. Here's my poem. If it's a plant, I can't. That's it.
Greg Warren says no.
Yeah. In any event, stay on the cement. That's how I live my life. I'm starting to treat vegetation like I treat snakes. All bad. All of them. Yeah. Greg, it's a garter snake. Well, it looks like a snake.
I don't discriminate.
I don't know what garter means, but if I see a garter mountain lion, I'm leaving. You know, like, Greg, it's harmless. It's not harmless. It already made me drop my Starbucks. It has done harm. Okay, venti harm, as a matter of fact.
Yes. So Greg Warren, what you're saying is you haven't learned a whole lot in the quarantine.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm dumber than I was when I started this whole thing.
Oh my gosh!
No, well. I. You know what? I am. You confirmed. I'm not going into the woods behind my house ever.
Poison ivy is so hard. It's. There's a plant out there that looks exactly like poison ivy. It's called Virginia creeper, which. I thought they caught that guy in Richmond like 6 months ago. I didn't know he was still.
Greg Warren at the Caravan Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. You got to get your tickets, man. I love it when, this is the first time you're on our show, so I appreciate you coming on, man.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he's like, I enjoyed it.
No, honestly, man. Thanks, I love it. Yeah, thanks for having me on, man. It's great.
Hysterical.
Oh, it's good stuff. All right, Greg Warren, 459-0022. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you guys, honestly.
Oh, I love it. All right, 459.
He's so great. Get back into the comedy club. That is the best thing about it. Live comedy, in person, fantastic.
It's good stuff there. All right, Greg Warren once again on 99.7 DJX. Can we get to a setting the bar story?
I feel like we should.
All right, so a lot of us have been doing, you know, the Zoom, the video calls, all that stuff. We just did that with Greg Warren. So this setting the bar story kind of comes out of a joke that went south.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without wearing the same Hawaiian shirt on your Zoom work calls for 264 days straight without anyone noticing, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Nobody noticed? And that shirt's kind of loud.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular, like, plain t-shirt or something. It has a pattern.
Yeah, it's a Hawaiian shirt. So her name's Jackie. She thought it'd be a joke when they started doing these daily Zoom meetings back in April of last year, April 2nd to be precise, to start just re-wearing the same shirt.
So she's trying to be funny, trying to make it a joke, and like it falls flat because nobody noticed.
Yeah, so literally she did this every single day from April 2nd, 2020 to June 16th, 2021. And she was like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if I wore the same shirt again? Ha ha, that'd be a funny joke.
I love her style. She's like, that is fantastic.
She's like, everyone would say something. It'd be an ongoing thing. Be like, oh, there's Jackie with the shirt. And then no one seemed to notice. So then she's like, all right, well, I'm just going to keep doing it until someone notices.
And still nobody noticed?
And the time kept ticking. The time kept ticking. No one said a thing until finally on June 16th, she spilled the beans and she was like, hey, I'm leaving this job. It's my last day of work. Haven't you guys noticed I've been wearing the same shirt every single day for the past 264 days?
I'm guessing somebody noticed. They just didn't want to hurt her feelings if she wasn't intending it to be a joke. Like, maybe that's why they didn't say anything. They had to notice, right? They had to.
One intern on the call said, on purpose?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. And say yes.
And that was it.
Fashion comedy. And you people don't know what's funny.
And she just needs at that point to drop the mic and be like, all right, I'm sick of you people. I'm out. Literally.
It is the right decision to leave this job because you all suck.
All of you unfunny MFers. You need to stop this.
I appreciate her. I like that. That is great.
So, yeah, I mean, and I only have this as a setting the bar because it's a comedy fail. And it,
right.
But she had the best of intentions.
Yeah, it wasn't her fault.
No.
It's her, it was her, like, dumb, unattentive people that she worked with that were paying zero attention.
Wait, on purpose?
Wait, who's Jackie?
Wait, what's your name again? So yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without wearing the same shirt on Zoom for 264 days straight.
Oh, wow.
Without anyone noticing.
Listen, Jackie, we would notice. We are your people, Jackie. We would notice.
I have sweats just knowing, if I scroll on some of our videos, I'm like, man, I have worn the same type of thing like every other time we shoot these stupid videos.
I mean, you have celebrity shirt.
I have six outfits, apparently.
It was a shirt that you would wear, yes, all the time. Every single time you'd meet a celebrity, it was the same shirt. Yeah. It's a streak.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Last hour, I feel like we had a very overwhelmingly even response to our group therapy where Roy had been dating a girl for 9 going on 10 years and got a date tonight. She's thinking he's going to pop the question. He's thinking other things. He's like,
he's thinking, I love her, but I'm not in love with her. And we're all like, break up with her now.
Yeah, I know. He even calls our show all the time. Andrew the Love Doctor chimed in on it.
I'm so mad right now. I can't say what I need to say on the radio. He is prolonging her pain. That's all he's doing. And he makes guys like us look bad.
Yeah.
I can't. Kelly's spot on. It's got to end. It's got to end now. I'm angry to even hear that, because that's just going to, hurting her is going to be better than stringing her along and devastating her down the road, which she's going to be anyway.
And you know what? I saw several people comment that he shouldn't use that I'm in love with you, but not in love with you, or I love you, but I'm not in love with you line.
Okay, why not?
Keep the love.
Because it's the truth.
Well, but they said to keep the word love out of it. Because that's almost like leading her along still even more by saying that there's still love there.
But the whole not in love with you thing is a real big statement.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Because then I feel like if he says, I love you, then it makes her feel like, okay, you want to try to preserve her feelings from thinking she's completely wasted
right.
the last 10 years of her life.
Well, there's no way around that.
Well, yes, but I think if she still feels like, okay, what we had was real, but it's just like not there anymore,
mm-hmm.
where he's not in love with her at this point to move forward and have a future,
yeah.
then I think maybe she can just be like, all right, chalk it up and move on and not feel like the entire run of their relationship was a lie.
Oh, gosh.
That's my thought.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Like, if I were in her position, I think I would want to hear something like that. There's not a lot that's going to make it better.
No.
I mean, any way you slice it, it's bad. But I feel like he needs to be, like, honest. Like, yes, I love you. And that's why we stayed together so long. But I've realized I'm not in love with you.
Yeah.
And I need that to have a future with you.
All right. Well, like I said, you can chime in on at Ben and Kelly Show. It's up there for you to put your opinion. And you can even hear the voice note that we got from him.
Yeah, and I realized when I typed it up, like the kind of the synopsis, like this is what he said. It was pretty harsh. I did end it with the end.
Yes, you did. you did have it very, very like cut and dry. You know what? Yeah. You can write your opinion, but we've already solved it. We've already told him where he needs to shove it and how far he needs to run.
Yep, you can post your cute little comment below, but we've handled this one.
Yeah.
You're welcome, fam.
All right. Well, if we do, maybe we'll get an update from him, but I asked it an hour ago. I think we know what's going to happen, but.
Well, yes, I think he's probably, once he hears the strong reaction, he's going to go shrink away into the night. I doubt that he's going to want to come back into this arena and face the wrath of what happened.
Well, you never know. I've been surprised on this show before, so.
All right.
Anyways, hey, tomorrow we're going to be out at the Southern Indiana, little Huber's Orchard and Winery for the 5K for kids. So love to see your shining face there bright and early in the morning, getting your exercise on, 5K. Now, Kelly's not going to be running.
No, I'm in charge of medals.
So she will award you with a medal once you cross the finish line. So that's fun.
One for you, one for me. One for you, one for
me. Kelly, why do you have so many medals? Well,
I did an amazing job at the finish line.
That's
right. I thought I deserved one. Uh-huh. I don't have one of these ever.
So, hey, our point is, if we see you out tomorrow, we'd love to introduce ourselves to you and you introduce yourself to us and just us have an exchange and say hey to one another.
Say hello. I promise it won't be nearly as awkward as that.
I can't promise you anything. My social exchanges leave lots to be desired. All right.
Just when you see the blank look in Ben's face, that's when you know, just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Just wave and walk away, and I'll do the same. All right. Have a good one. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.